just one halakha in the laws of respecting Talmidei Chachamim and Zekenim and elders. We know the deen is that if you have a Zaken, which is somebody that reaches the age of 70, and he walks within four amot of a person, the halakha says he must stand fully and rise in front of him out of respect, based on the pasuk in the Torah, Mepene Seba Takum, that in front of aged people, we must stand. And the halakha holds, Maran holds, that number is the age of 70. So the question is, what about when a person is in the middle of praying? For example, he's in Pesukei Dezimra, or he's in the Berachot of Kiryat Shema, or Kiryat Shema itself. Is he obligated to stand in front of a zaken that walks within his four amot? Or do we say, no, he's osek v'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? Since he's involved in one mitzvah, so he doesn't have an obligation to interrupt. Rav Chida brings a teshuvah from a rabbi that he had in manuscript, and that rabbi wanted to say that since you're involved in giving praise to Borei Olam, and according to the Kabbalah, you're not supposed to interrupt in any means the continuity of the prayer, so therefore, from this teshuvah, he said you should not interrupt even by standing up in front of a zaken. However, Rav Chida himself rejected this teshuvah. Rav Chida said, the will of God is to stand in front of zekenim. And therefore, if Borei Olam affords them respect, so therefore there's no problem when we're giving respect to Borei Olam by standing up for a zaken. It's also respecting Borei Olam, because that's his will. And therefore, it's possible to do both. As you're praying, to stand up when the zaken walks by. And this was also the opinion of Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld. The Lashon of Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld, when he was asked this question, he said, Hashem yitbarach shesivanu lekro kriyat shema, siva gam ken al kima mepne tamid hakam, v'harehu eno ose ela mashen itztaveh. The same God that commanded you to say kriyat shema is the same God that told you to stand in front of Zekenim. So it's not disrespectful to God that you're giving respect to a human being while you're praying to him, because he's the one that told you in the first place to have respect to the Zaken. So therefore the halakha, Chamavaya is posek, that even in the tefillah, one would have to stand up. Furthermore, Chamavaya even goes a step further. Even in Birkat HaMazon, which Birkat HaMazon has a status of Amidah, and therefore, we're not allowed to interrupt really for anything. For example, answering Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. However, he holds that if you see a zaken coming within your four amot, you have to stand up, even in Birkat HaMazon, because standing up is not considered a hefsek. There's a difference between a verbal hefsek and an action. And therefore, this action of just standing up is not a hefsek, even in Birkat HaMazon. So again, bottom line, the halakha, even during the tefillah, throughout the tefillah, the zaken walks by, which is quite common. You're sitting in the synagogue. Baruch Hashem, we pray with all ages. Zakenim are constantly walking in and out. If they do walk by you and cross your chair, you can't say, well, I'm praying now, I'm involved. Adrabah. You have to fulfill the mitzvah, stand up, belo komato, and once they pass by, of course, you can sit back down again.